Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 69, and today is Tuesday, July 31st. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. First, I have kind of a fun announcement that it's been something I've been working on for a little while, and I'm finally able to kind of share now that it's finally actually coming together, which is probably a good minor side note, is one of those things that it's something I've learned as I've started to do more of things publicly, is never promise something until you're very confident you're going to actually be able to deliver it in a public format. I think this is something I remember, I think Merlin Mann coined the phrase expectational debt, and it's a very, very true statement and a very dangerous thing where you create expectations amongst your audience, your customers, whatever the context is relevant to you, and they have this expectation. And all of a sudden you have to carry this debt around, and if you don't meet those expectations that you've created on yourself, it has a very negative connotation with your user base. And what you end up really doing is diminishing the excitement that your users or customers will feel when you announce something. They're like, oh, he's going to do that? Well, maybe he will, maybe he won't. I'm not really sure. And so you kind of loses some of that bite. And so, but I'm excited that I can actually announce it today because everything seems to be all up in line. The first episode should probably be posted tomorrow. It'll definitely be out this week, just a question of how long editing takes. And what I'm excited to announce is a new kind of almost like a sister show to Developing Perspective, though at least for now I'm just going to be interjecting it directly into the Developing Perspective feed. And it's something that I've actually heard a lot of you ask for. It's something that I think many people are going to like, and it extends a little bit what I do here and hopefully makes it a bit more interesting, is I'm going to be starting a series of interviews with developers who make iOS apps for a living. And those interviews just kind of talking both about sort of who they are and what they do, how they go about their work, in terms of like what's their workflow, what's their setup, those kinds of questions, and then kind of just what are the lessons they've learned. To kind of hopefully broaden it a little bit from just me telling you all the things that I've done wrong, all the mistakes that I've made, and how those have impacted me, I can hopefully expand that a little bit and be like, here's an interview with a couple of other people who have also made mistakes, and here's the things you can learn from, or here's some ways in which they've succeeded, in which they've really had some great success, and you can hopefully learn from that and replicate it yourself. So the first one of those, like I said, will probably be going out this week, just depending on how the editing goes. One, of course, side note to that is it will not be the usual 15-minute format. Just doing an interview with somebody just doesn't quite work in the same way to be able to keep it to 15 minutes. Exactly the length, I'm not entirely sure yet, but it'll be a little bit longer. I'll always be very clear at the beginning of the episode, whether it's one of these slightly longer form episodes or whether it's the traditional 15-minute episode. So it should be fairly straightforward for you to keep track of that. They're going to be introduced into the stream in a sort of semi-random way. It's not necessarily, at least to start with, something that I'll be doing on an absolutely regular schedule. So in that sense, it won't be quite as predictable, but I'll always let you know, hey, this is, the working title right now is Developed Perspectives, which may be a little corny, but we'll see if that sticks. And so I'll always let you know if it's going to be one of those. And if you're in a situation where you just want to listen to one of the 15-minute episodes or that's all you like and you're not going to like these, by all means, just skip them. Wait for the next episode to come out or something like that. If it becomes a big thing and people really don't like them being in the same feed, I can certainly make a separate feed for it. But as it's getting off the ground, that seems the best way to kind of get some response, get some feedback on how it is. So anyway, just something to look forward to. Like I said, the first one should be coming out this week. And anyway... So I'm going to move on to the actual topic for today's show, and it's kind of a funny one, but it's something that I've been thinking about for a while, and this seems just as good a time as any to discuss it, and that is the concept of talking about money. And talking about money always seems kind of a funny thing because you get these very – most people tend to fall into two categories with talking about money. And by that I mean like sharing your revenue numbers, sharing how popular your service is, those types of things. And some people, do it all the time. And some people are very, very protective about it. And I'm going to kind of walk through a little bit of where I fall on this and kind of my policy and then kind of the rationale for that. So generally speaking, I share things about my business that I feel like are useful and helpful to other developers, but are not necessarily directly obvious what the revenue associated with those items is. And so a classic example of this is I may share, for example, the download number for my apps. So it's, since I've been a developer, my apps have been downloaded about 6 million times, which is a true statement. But saying that isn't particularly correlated to my revenue, because the majority of those downloads are free from, my free audiobooks app and those other things that I've done that are free. And so there's not a direct, correlation between revenue and that. And I feel comfortable sharing that in a sense of it's a good way to perhaps establish a reputation. It's a good way to perhaps establish that I'm talking with some experience, with some success. You can always be dangerous about that because you never want to come off too much sort of sounding, sort of like the classic is like being condescending or braggart or those types of things. But, it's finding that weird balance. And maybe I share, saying things like that, maybe that's too far on that. That's a tricky question. But I definitely never share things that are directly related to money. And I found that there's just something magical about money. That when you say person X makes Y amount of money, people are far more likely to you create these immediate snap judgments in their mind. Either, oh my goodness, they don't deserve that, or oh my goodness, that's awesome for them. I wish I was like them, or huh, that's more than I made, or that's not as much as I thought they'd be making. And it's this very sort of snap judgment, and I feel like a lot of it's because it's something that everybody can relate to in a very tangible way. That almost everybody, either they have a salary or they understand and have a concept of what a salary is. And so it's very easy to make a direct comparison from their application or from their experience in their career and their experience to someone else's. And so you can very easily be like, I make more than he does, or I wish I made as much as they do. And it's this really weird situation, and it feels just kind of weird whenever you start sort of getting into that. I've heard some people say that they don't share that kind of information because they don't want they want to have a better position if they were ever going to be acquired, if they ever are going to be, have that kind of a buyout situation arise. It's good to kind of have a few cards close to the vest. That in the same way as I was saying, like you can share, user numbers, or you can share download numbers, it allows you to have these sort of proxies that aren't directly revenue, because ultimately revenue is where the rubber meets the road. Another reason why sharing things like revenue numbers is particularly helpful is that it is not directly related to income. And by that I mean, obviously, your revenue is interesting, how much money you've made. But really the reality is how much money you profit is the only number that is actually significant. And the classic example for where this can get funny is a lot of people tend to look at a revenue number and ignore the fact that there are costs associated with generating that. And you see this all the time, I think, for sites that publish, for example, their advertising rates. And if you take their advertising rate, you multiply it by, it's like a site makes whatever, $2,000 a month in revenue. Well, then they make $24,000 a year. And you can be like, they make $24,000 a year. And that's almost always the mental progression that someone will take. It's like they just multiply it out and like they make $24,000 a year. But the reality is they really don't. They have expenses associated with that, both sort of hard costs in terms of things like bandwidth, hosting, all those types of things. They may have some soft costs in terms of you can even look at it as sort of their time or opportunity costs or all kinds of things that are associated with it that sort of devalue that in terms of what it actually means to them. And so putting an actual price on something like that is just always kind of funny because people tend to latch onto the big number and ignore what that actually may mean in reality. Another part of this is also in terms of just maybe just a little bit of a background thing, but there's something funny about, it's like I was certainly growing up, it's like you just never talk about money. And whether that's a good thing or not, as a kid growing up or sort of in a marriage or those types of situations, is something I want to get into. But it's something that there's always kind of a rudeness, at least that I perceive, in talking about money, and especially when someone asks about how much money someone else is making. So this is a classic thing where every now and then you'll see it when an app is successful. And you'll watch an interview with, you know, with the developers. This is more typically in a more mainstream news news outlet, and you'll get these very strange. You'll get these kind of awkward questions, where the you know the interviewer is like, "So, how much have you made with you know since your app hit number one?" And you kind of get this awkward like, "We've done quite well. We're really pleased with sales, and it's great to be rewarded for our efforts." Be like, "Oh, but you know, so what does that mean in terms of you know income for you?" It's like, you know, it's good. We're really happy with the way the revenue's gone. And you have these weird, like, dancing around things. So they'll be like, so, can you give us a ballpark? You know, you're making six figures, seven figures. What are we looking at here? And it just feels, like, nebby and nosy in a way that talking about the more kind of abstract concepts for the success of an app don't feel that way, at least to me, that it feels less sort of prying and personal to talk about sort of metrics rather than things like revenue. And so that's kind of the way I work. The interesting thing, of course, is that if you're a careful listener to this to this podcast and a careful reader of my blog, you can likely piece together a fairly good understanding of how much money I make in terms of if you piece together all the hundreds of bits of sort of on their own, not particularly you know clear pieces of information and put them all in one place, you could probably work that out. But I guess that's just something that's just the nature of sharing information about yourself, that you're kind of putting that out there. But the goal is to not put that out there in a way that is kind of like in a headline way, that, you know, if someone wants to do that reverse analysis, kind of like a Horace Dedu kind of a type person who can sit there, crunch all the numbers and kind of backfill things like that, great, more power to you. But in general, it's just something that I don't think I'll ever share. And that's probably for the best. I think it's a more polite thing to do. I think it's a more appropriate thing to do. And it's kind of, I mean, I don't know necessarily why I thought it was sort of warranted an episode, but it's something that is, it comes up all the time, I feel like, in our community, where you have these situations where people are asked that question and have to kind of dance around it. And so I guess if you're a newser and you're sort of in the news or the media or the press, I would certainly encourage you just to not ask those questions. You can ask. The best example would be like instead of doing that, why don't you ask a question like so? You know, it's like how has your app been received? Leave a nice open question that the developer can answer in a way that is still interesting, probably to your audience, but it's not kind of painting them into this awkward corner where they have to then dance around you asking them, you know, how much money's in your wallet, which is just kind of rude. And then as a developer, I would encourage most people to just not really share it. I mean, you remember these funny things where a lot of people share dollars for failures, but not for success. And, you know, other than sort of speaking in vague generalities of like, oh, man, you know, I launched an app to the App Store and I barely can make, you know, enough money for a beer a week in it. Like, maybe. But generally speaking, I just stay away from it. It just seems like this really strange third rail that people create these very quick snap judgments based on. That's just best to avoid. And so that's just a recommendation. That's just sort of the way I handle that. Talk about it, but you know, everyone to each their own. And I know for me, it is sometimes nice when I, you know, there's that voyeuristic tendency that when I see some, you know, some developer who hit it big and posts like, oh, this is how much money I made in a week. There's definitely this voyeuristic part of me that's like, ooh, I get to, you know, sort of peek under the covers and, you know, see what's in their wallet. But I always also at the same time feel kind of dirty doing that. So I would, you know, in some ways, I wish that those opportunities didn't present themselves. All right, that's it for today's show. As always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, hit me on Twitter. I'm _David Smith. The Twitter feed for the show is Dev Perspective, where I just post whenever new episodes are launched. And otherwise, I hope you have a good week. Happy coding, and I will talk to you on Thursday. Bye.